This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is predicting that voters will get a chance to decide whether to make Missouri the 25th state to enact a right-to-work law. Kinder said he believes fellow Republicans in the legislature will refer the measure to the ballot next year. The measure would prohibit union membership or fees from being a condition of employment in the state. Kinder's comments came during a Chicago conference of the American Legislative Exchange Council. The American Legislative Exchange Council is an association of legislators, businesses, and nonprofit groups that advocate for free market policies. It has been sharply criticized by unions and others for its close ties between big businesses and lawmakers. Two former Missouri political leaders are teaming up to share the lessons of their high-profile falls from grace. Former Missouri House Speaker Rod Jutton and ex-state Senator Jeff Smith each wrote a chapter in a new book called The Recovering Politician's 12-Step Program to Survive Crisis. They appeared at a University City pizzeria in a recent promotional appearance. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the one-time political adversaries are now contrite about their mistakes. Jutton pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault and received probation following a 2009 consensual sexual encounter. Smith is a Democrat who served nearly a year in prison for lying to federal investigators after an unsuccessful 2004 campaign for Congress. Three health insurance companies that issue policies for Assurant Health have agreed to pay $1 million for violating Missouri laws on handling claims. Missouri's Department of Insurance says it found several instances in which Time Insurance Company, Union Security Insurance Company, and John Alden Life Insurance Company denied claims for childhood immunizations, colon cancer screenings, mammograms, pap smears, and prostate screenings. Under the settlement announced yesterday, the companies agreed to pay a $500,000 fine to the Missouri State School Fund and donate another $500,000 to a state charitable or nonprofit organization of their choosing. The companies also agreed to provide childhood immunizations without copayments, coinsurance, deductibles, or waiting periods. A contractor who helped demolish tornado-damaged schools in Joplin has been fined $2,500 for violating the state's prevailing wage law. Urban Metropolitan Development of Atlanta, Georgia, pleaded guilty yesterday in Jasper County to five violations of the wage law in a plea agreement with the Missouri Attorney General's office. The deal bars the company from contracting on prevailing wage projects in the state for 1 year. The Joplin Globe reports the state dismissed 10 felony counts of forgery, which alleged Urban Metropolitan altered copies of checks submitted to the state to show it was paying its workers a prevailing wage. Missouri officials report a recent increase in the number of rabid skunks found in the state. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the number of skunks testing positive for rabies has reached a 15-year high. New data shows, however, that the risk to humans is still quite low. The rabid skunk cases account for 2/3 of all rabies cases this year and appear to be concentrated in southeast Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.